Brendan Purcell, Eagles nest egg.
I think he should be winning. Yeah, pretty confident about him.
Eagles nest egg clear, and he's going to rip away to win it big time.
The Early Mail for the Metropolitan Festival of Greyhound Racing, culminating in the TAB Melbourne Cup final at Sandown Park, Friday, November 27.
All right, let's get to David Burnett, who's got four in tonight. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Dave.
Now, we're going to go through all four, but just want to get a start. Are you feeling confident going into tonight?
The way my luck's been going, no. Not real confident, but... Again, they've all got chances. They've all got good chances.
All right, let's go through them all at Sandown tonight. Race one, number four, Wedding or Baby? Interestingly named horse, dog.
Yeah, named by my now daughter-in-law, who wasn't sure last year whether to have a baby or get married due to the COVID. So turns out she ended up getting married and having a baby. So that's a good result. So.
It's the old El Paso game. Why not both?
Nice pup. He's just taking his time to put it together. He's put a nice time in it. Meadows a couple of runs back at 30 and 20, and he'll acquit himself well in that race.
All right.
Each way chance.
Each way chance there. Race one, number four. What about race three, number six, Envy to Burn?
Yeah, nice pup. He's come through the kennels in the last month in a bit of a rush trying to get through into the launching pad and see what he's made of. And he's acquitted himself really well down at Warrnambool running 21.92 at his third start, and then last week running 25.68 for long. So he's putting everything together. This is his biggest test tonight, and hopefully he acquits himself well.
All right. Race five, number five, War Widow.
Move on.
All right.
the box is against her, and it's a big challenge for her tonight to go around to 5.15. And she has run 25.25 a couple of weeks ago, so a couple of months ago, so... She'll be there, but she's probably my worst option tonight.
Hopefully,
normally ask for a worst option.
Hopefully, she's not listening. And then the last one, race nine, number three, Capture Bart.
Yeah, just a good old plodder, and he's run fakes in the last three or four or five starts, and he'll be right in amongst it again tonight. So hopefully, his run last week just give you a little bit more confidence this week, and he might be able to sneak one.
All right, so it looks like you've got three that have got genuine chances, but we need one, David, because we've only got a dollar to spend. Where are we going to go with our dollar?
I might have thrown you off with War Widow, so for those each way War Widow, but Envy to Burn's probably my best chance tonight, I think. He's a nice pup, and being by an American sire, I'm just not sure. I haven't worked him out yet, but he's done everything right, and he's a very good chance.
Oh, that's good enough for us, David. Thanks very much for your time today, and good luck tonight.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Good luck, David Burnett. Hopefully we can help him turn around his form there with the kennel. Race 2, number 6, Envy to Burn tonight at Sandown. Race 8, number 11, Phyllis Stokes, by the way, at Pakenham tonight.